Hey everyone, what is up? Today we are going to be watching the first, I guess, episode of her docuseries, of Gabby Hanna's docuseries, because I hate myself, I guess. Yeah, let's just get into it, I guess. Starts off with March 10, 2021. Okay.
Good morning. This is the first time I'm vlogging with my new glasses. Why do I do it?
She's trying to be really, really extra. Like, extremely extra. I don't get why, but okay.
This for myself. I look so cute all day. That's a lie. But, like, why don't I ever film? I don't care. I am going to try to make it look a little better, though. Wow, I can't believe this is what my solution was to feel better. I've also been wearing this shirt for like 3 days. I will probably wear it today as well. That's just how it be sometimes. I love them so much. What is behind me? I love them so much. And I'm going to the dentist today to get my teeth cleaned. That is so mature of me to take care of myself and my health preemptively. And I'm so fucking excited. On Friday,
I don't really care about her life, so I'm just gonna fast forward, and maybe in 3 minutes, she will talk about the drama.
And then you're fucking bashing a woman for her face. Here's what I don't like.
No! 3 minutes in, and she's talking about Khloe Kardashian. About 6 minutes in, what she's talking about now.
And I've gotten the same shit. Like, the same people who tell me you need to go fucking fix.
She's still talking about that. Okay. How about 9 minutes in.
What the fuck? Meghan Markle. Okay.
And now she's talking about Meghan Markle. I don't really care about her opinion on that, so. Let's skip ahead to 12 minutes in her video.
From my hometown. So I was like, okay, this has to be personal, right? I was like, listen, I thought you were some random troll on the internet. Now I'm seeing that this was personal. Well, but then as I like gained a platform and then I realized I was
in
the media, every chance.
I think she's actually talking about her drama thing. So Liz. No.
Very first scandal, my Reddit joke scandal. Years later, I DM'd the kid because I wanted to do an interview with him and be like, hey, why did you do this? Why did he target me out of all of the other influencers who, like, don't get me wrong, I was a hack. I say that all the time. When I started Vine, I was like, not a creator. I was a regular ass person who was posting content that was going viral, and I was meeting friends online, and we were all helping each other. We were all just fucking around. I was making relatable, dumb comedy because that's what did well. But then as I like gained a platform and then I realized I was making money enough that I could actually pursue a real dream, that's when I was like, no, I want to make music. I want to do poetry. I want to actually do the shit that as a young girl growing up in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, with no money and no resources and no connections and nobody inspiring me, telling me that I could do these things in this small town, I could actually make something of myself. Anyways, doesn't matter. Regardless, the guy who made the video was from my hometown. So I was like, okay, this has to be personal, right?
No, Gabby, it doesn't have to be personal.
I was like, listen, I thought you were some random troll on the internet.
He probably was some random troll on the internet. You just made it worse.
I'm seeing that this was personal.
It really wasn't personal, Gabby.
So what's the deal? Why? I've never met you. Turns out the kid who made that video was told to do it by his friend who had a crush on me in like grade school through middle school. I'm not gonna say your name, but if you're watching this, I had a crush on you too in grade school. Anyways, after.
Okay.
that video came out, and I still have all these screenshots because I was going to do a piece about this. Oh my God, I can't believe I still have all that footage. That kid said that I could interview him. He lives in New York now. And I literally was in New York, had a production team. I was going to film an interview, and he ghosted me in New York. Like, he planned a day and everything, and he ghosted me because he got fucking scared because he's a fucking pussy. They're pussies. Like,
oh my God. She is delusional.
You won't fucking say it to my face. I still have all the screenshots of the kid who fucking egged him on after that video, like literally tweeting at me. You're tweeting at me after you tried.
He was just a random person on the internet that you're bullying right now. Okay, Gabby.
Tried to ruin my career. That's fucking weird and sick and twisted. Here's fucking Morgan. You spineless fucking dickless cuck. Are you kidding me? You're gonna fucking harass this woman to no fucking end, to the point that she literally resigned as Duchess of fucking England because.
And now she's talking about Meghan Markle again. So let's. Skip ahead a little bit.
Like that. I actually have no idea if this video is ever going to see the light of day.
Okay, her drama docu-series starts at 13 minutes in. So basically, before that is pure nonsense. And probably after that's going to be pure nonsense too, but whatever.
We'll see, I guess. Some of them go out, some of them don't. Most of them do. The other ones go on my Patreon or in a secret folder on my desktop. So,
what?
Yeah, I don't know if this video is going to go out. I guess if you're seeing it, it means it did. But this for me right now is about processing something. This is how I've been doing that type of process. So I'm going to try to do it.
Sorry, I had to
take like that. And hopefully
something to drink. This is my second time trying to.
I think I realized something that's record super this. Important, and I think that it's going to help me a lot in life. I feel like
God, her personality is so annoying.
Have this reputation of being a liar, starting drama.
You are a liar, Gabby, and you do start drama. Like, this whole series, drama right now. Rehashing drama. That's what this is.
And shit like that. And I always wondered where that came from. Because when I look back at all of the situations that I've been in, I never start anything. And, like, I will stand.
You never start anything? I'm pretty sure you tweeted one time that you wanted drama. People who's listening, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't she tweet that she actually wanted drama? Okay. I think she tweeted at Tana Mojo. Yeah.
And by that, I have never once said somebody's name until it was like a point where I felt like I could no longer ignore it. But I have never come to the internet to like try to start a public conference.
You never come on the internet to start public confrontation? Lies. Just plain lies.
Come on in, Fred. First time I ever started hearing it was the rice gum situation. That situation, like, wasn't. Dude, I was fucking physically assaulted and my.
You weren't assaulted. Your phone was assaulted, but you? Nah.
Property was broken because of a Snapchat. Like, that's fucking assault, dude. This.
He never assaulted you. He broke your phone. For sure. But assault? No. And plus, you kept on pushing and pushing him for something. So of course, he's gonna snap. Come on, Gabby. What's wrong with you?
Isn't like to start drama.
This is to start drama. Just say what it is. Say what it is.
And I can hear people saying already, you're only doing this because...
Because what, Gabby?
You want to
finish your thought.
Attention.
You do want attention, but okay. For your music or whatever.
Coke ad. Drink Coke and you can be a washed up YouTube has been too. What do you mean I start drama with people? Like, where?
What do you mean where? You literally tweeted a while ago that you wanted drama. Like, the F? Anyway.
And I realized it all goes back to Rice Gum, like that situation. I never considered that like starting drama. This is like a real disconnect that I had from the rest of the internet, I think. And maybe why we misunderstand each other so much is because that wasn't starting drama to me. That was, I was assaulted at a party and my property was broken. And the person who did it.
You weren't assaulted. Your property was broken, but you were not assaulted. Okay? Okay.
It lied about it and then bragged about it and somehow got away with it, even though in bragging about what he did, is somehow like got excused for assaulting me and breaking my property. My heart's pounding.
You weren't assaulted.
Right, because this is something that like,
you were not assaulted, Gabby.
I got so much shit for it. It's like, dude.
Because you weren't assaulted.
No matter how you slice this, like whether
your property was broken.
That it was obnoxious of a YouTuber to approach another YouTuber at an obnoxious YouTuber party where, by the way, everybody was filming and like, that's the thing. Like the story got so like turned against me. And I remember that detail.
Your story is always turned against
you,
Gabby.
You know, everybody at these YouTuber parties knows.
Your story's always turned against you for some reason or another. Like, whatever.
The unspoken rule, like, nobody films. There's no phones.
Parties where there's just YouTubers and just other people that, you know, also have a following and do social media stuff. People know that we don't like to bring out phones and we don't record people. These YouTuber parties, people know to
right.
not bring out phones.
I don't got beef with her, but I still think she's a fucking cunt.
On that bitch. All she did was come in, and this bitch is shoving a camera in his face going, Snapchat, Snapchat, Snapchat. If I was in a situation like that, and I have been in situations like that, I would have fucking grabbed the phone and smashed it as well.
And, like, there's literally footage from vlogs at the party, and everyone's vlogging, including Rice Gum.
He had said that when you go to these YouTuber parties, it's understood that you don't bring out your phone and you don't film people really without their permission. People do film at those parties. And you filmed at those parties. Filming's fine when people are okay with it. You weren't okay with it because you got bamboozled.
And like that was something that I wish I could just like point to and be like, look, guys, like that's not what happened. This person made videos about me on the internet, making fun of my nose, which is whatever. So are you guys happy I get insecure when you guys talking about my fucking nose?
I thought you said you didn't like it when YouTubers getting emotional, Gabby. Aren't you getting emotional right now? Are you not? No? Okay.
It's like, as if that's not like something I've heard my whole fucking life. Like, it still hurts to be made fun of for your face. Whatever, fuck it.
Okay, so we're gonna take a pause for sponsors. Okay, bye. And we're back, and let's finish washing this train wreck. Okay.
That's literally the reaction that people want. So this person, for literally no reason at all, saying horrible shit about me, trying to hurt me for some reason. Like, those videos were malicious. Those weren't funny. And if you think they're funny, you have a weird sense of humor.
I don't think there's anything bigger than your nose. How'd it get so big? Can you please tell us. No, so long, Big Bird is jealous. Even Pinocchio said it's absurd. Wait, is it Gabby or the Fruit Loop Bird? Showing all those scratches on you, but I really think those are stretch marks.
I just feel like, oh my God, I feel like I was saying earlier, like, if you say something to someone, say it to their fucking face. Like, I will say it to your fucking face.
Okay.
So, okay, you made some videos about me? Cool. I'm going to walk up to you and be like, hey, what's up? And in turn, you're going to pin me to the couch?
Yes, but why would you need to do that? You can just ignore that person.
And in your own fucking words, you had to fight me for it. Oh, she was holding on to her phone, so I had to fight her a little bit for it, or I had to work for it, or whatever the fuck you said.
I grab her phone. She kind of holds on tight, though, because, you know, it's her phone. So I kind of had to use two hands to throw it on the floor and run away. I held her phone pretty tight.
What about the scratches? Were those
new? Bro, I don't even have nails, and she, like, how... those scratches actually, so she posted her bruises, and I don't even have nails, bro. I didn't scratch her.
Snatch that shit quick as hell, because I'm like, ooh, what are you doing? Spike sensor shit, yo. And then, so quick. And then I did that, and then I was like, and then, like, she tried to get it back.
So when did you hit her in the face?
Wait, wait on it, wait on it.
Walked away and looked like a bitch, or I could have did something about it, and I did something about it. I grabbed her phone, and I smashed it. I was like, enough is enough, you little stupid bitch.
You're admitting that you fucking assaulted me because...
He never admitted that he assaulted you. I mean, I think he broke your phone. For sure he broke your phone. But assault? Nah, fam. I don't think that happened.
Because you tried to take something from me. I didn't give it to you, and you wrestled it from me. That's...
It's wrestled, not assault.
Fucking insane, dude. But what's more insane is that when I said that, everybody's reaction was, that didn't happen.
This thought made a lie up, so fuck her and her shitty show.
It's like, he's literally telling you it happened. And then for the people...
He's literally telling you that it did not. The only thing that happened was him breaking your phone. That's what happened.
Who I guess believe it happened, but I deserved it.
I would have fucking grabbed the phone and smashed it as well.
Like, what the fuck is that about? That's where my initial feelings of disdain started, and my mistrust for people, and my defensiveness. Like, that had real life.
So you're saying this whole drama thing started because of Rice Gum? Is that what you're saying? Rice Gum is the reason why you like this, Gabby? Okay.
Repercussions for me. I would go to the Grove, which is like a shopping center here, and on like multiple occasions just had gaggles of teenage boys following me around asking me about Rice Gum and asking if my phone was broken and filming me and mocking me. At the end of the day, whether you think I'm annoying or dramatic or not, I wanted to
I do think you're annoying and dramatic, so.
Speak up for myself in a situation that was wrong. In a situation where I was being bullied online.
Only thing that was wrong about that situation is that he broke your phone. I think, yeah, that's the only thing that happened to you. Yeah.
And then assaulted in person when I confronted my bully online in real life. And then from that point forward, it was just like, dude, like, no one stood up for me. And I get it. And like,
okay. 21 minutes in, and she already mentions Trisha Paytas. Okay.
I've talked about that on, like, podcasts and shit. Like, so many people have literally asked me in interviews, did it, like, bother you that nobody stood up for you? And I was like, I mean, no, I get it. It's our job. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to, like, put yourself in jail.
Although, I guess she was saying that Trisha stood up for her, and I'm like, where? Well, but okay.
Deputy for somebody else. But, like, there were people at that party, dude. That was like such a lonely time in my life. It's just like, I guess I just like expect the people who I put my neck out for to like do the same for me. And like, there's just certain moments in your life where you realize,
why are you crying? He only broke your phone. Calm the fuck. Anyway.
It's like, oh, fuck. Fuck, I did not think I was like this upset about this. I actually didn't, but
I guess you are this upset, dude. For reasons unknown to me. Please, someone in the audience tell me why she's upset. I don't.
Like, I literally never talked about this before, even to like people in my real life. I really just don't talk about it because it's like embarrassing and like it sucked for a long time and still does, because I feel like from that point forward people realized like, oh, no one has her back. I can say whatever the fuck I want. I can do whatever the fuck I want. Like, I was just a sitting duck because it was like, no one's ever gonna defend her. Dude, this dude assaulted her at a fucking party.
He didn't assault you. He broke your phone, but he did not assault you.
Broke her property because he was mad that I challenged him to a rap battle.
Yes, but you kept on asking and asking and asking, and he kept on saying, no, 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 no. Like, if you push people far enough, they will snap, Gabby. And I guess that's what you wanted. Is that what you wanted? That's what you wanted, wasn't it?
Dude, it's so fucking nuts. Like, I was literally...
You're nuts.
Like, you are a rat battle. So fucking funny. That one he was fine with. He watched it back. When I asked him the first one, I was like, do you want a rap battle? He was like, nah. It was like funny. And then the second one, I was like, oh, you want a rap battle? He's like, nah. And I was like, why, you don't have your ghostwriter? And then he gets so mad and broke my phone. Like, he was so...
No, he was mad because you insulted him. Like, you guys were having a fun time and you guys... And all of a sudden you insult him? Like, what? Okay.
Secure.
No, you're insecure for insulting him in the first place. God, Gabby.
Okay, I'm sorry. Whatever. No, I'm not.
We all know you're not sorry, Gabby. We all know.
Fuck that. Everyone gets to say whatever the fuck they want to say about me. I can't say something back. No, that was weird, dude.
You have been saying things back. You have been saying multiple things back. That's why you're in this drama.
I have to eat one of these grapes. They're so juicy. At this point, I really don't care what anybody has to say. Like, if you're still going to sit here and say some shit about the fact that I said something publicly when I was attacked at a fucking party, I don't know.
You weren't attacked. Your phone maybe was attacked, but you? Nah.
No. I don't care, I guess, if you don't like me for that. Like, I just need to be on my, like, no fucks shit right now. No, it's driving me nuts, too, about that. Because I feel like everyone kept saying that I kept changing my story. And I was like, where? What story did I change? In my very first Snapchat, I was honestly just, like, in shock, to be completely honest. So I just, like, posted it out of shock. And the first thing I said was, like, Rice Gum hit me. And then I immediately, like, right after I said that, was like, I should specify that. I was pretty fucking clear about it and pretty immediate. He didn't, like, beat the shit out of me.
If there's a video of me pushing her down and beating her ass, then I want to see it, because nothing like that even happened.
He grabbed me, like, twisted my arm and, like, held me down. And I have, like, those scratches, like, up here and on my wrist and arm. I don't want it to seem like he, like, punched me in the face.
So when did you hit her in the face?
And also, at the end of the day, if you make fun of people for a living and are dishing it out constantly online, if somebody approaches you in a joking manner, don't get violent. That was another thing. People were like, oh, if it's serious, file a police report. I did. Like, we literally went to the police. I have the police report still somewhere. Obviously, didn't follow through with it because at that point, everybody was, like, attacking me. And I'm like, oh, my God, well, I can't actually do anything about this. And on whatever. It doesn't matter. It does, but, like, it doesn't, you know?
Gabby thinks attacking her means disagreeing with her. And I guess I'm attacking you, Gabby, because I don't agree with you at all.
It doesn't matter anymore. It made me stronger and it made me like reevaluate some shit and realize some shit. Kind of a beginning of an end for me, which was ultimately like good for me. So I used to wonder about the everything happens for a reason thing. That situation actually led to like, you know, me reevaluating like what I wanted to do and who I wanted to spend my time with and shit like that. And then that was ultimately good for me in the long run, even though in the short run, it was like really painful and like a difficult like transition. You figure it out and you find your way. So not everything happens for a reason, but you can give a reason to anything that happens to you. I'm very sure of that. Everybody looked at that.
Yeah, I'm sure you are very sure about that.
As me starting drama. That
that was you starting drama. Okay.
Was the public perception. I don't know. I don't know why I try to like make sense of it, but probably because it was such a big part of my life and it was like actually like for real trauma. That was really validated for me.
Did you just say that someone breaking your phone was trauma for you? Is that what you just said? Okay.
Which I also really needed that. I spoke to a media training coach when I hired PR for my book. She was the first person to say to me, like, I've never seen what has happened to you.
You know that she's getting paid by you, right, Gabby? She's supposed to say things like that. Oh my God, Gabby, you are so delusional.
And she's like major media training person. And she was like, the amount of sheer slander, like obviously with you working with me, I've done my research. I've looked into everything. It's slander. It's defamation. Like I've never seen anything like this based on nothing. You are experiencing like a very real trauma. And I was like, oh my God, thank you for saying that.
Gabby, you're showing emotion. Don't like it when YouTubers show emotion because it manipulates the audience? So what you doing right now, Gabby? What are you doing right now?
Like, it's hard to talk about because, like, nobody's ever, like, experienced it. The internet's honestly, like, really bad for me because, like, it...
The internet is bad for everybody. Hope you know this.
Reinforces, like, the negative self-talk that I, like, always had. People really...
Okay, I'm going to fast forward because she's just crying right now.
When you're waking up to, like, all these, like, all of my Instagram tags being, like, articles that I was, fuck, dude, why is this so hard? Like, just this. It's not that deep.
It's really not.
Actually, but waking up.
No, it's not. It's really not that deep.
Saw articles that you were found dead in your home. Like.
What? What?
It's almost like, do you have one of those nightmares where you, like, walk and see your dead body? Like, it's that kind of feeling. It almost feels too real because it is too real because that's, like, I'm so open about, like, how suicidal I've been. So, like, seeing articles, like, it's just weird. Like, it's
well, you're open about it, and like Trisha Paytas always says, you're a public figure, so they're gonna talk about you.
I'm uncomfortable. It's like fucking sinister. Even just the memes where it's like those like future cities and it's like society wants Gabby leaves and society wants we kill off Gabby Hanna. Like those.
I never even heard what you just said. What?
That shit. The number of times I've fantasized about all of the ways in which my death would benefit others. Like, that's like a really dark, triggering thing for me to see that. And like, I know that like kids on Twitter are just being mean, but it's like weird because like, if somebody was that cruel in person to like...
So you went out of your way to look for that shit? Okay.
Joke about people killing themselves, you'd be like, wow, what a toxic, horrible person that is. I never want to be friends with that person. And then when people do it online, it's like, yes, go queen, expose. Like, no, dude, like, it's fucking toxic. And like, I'm a...
So you can dish it out, but you can't take it? Okay.
Fucking person, dude. Like, this is my real life. This is like... literally a hostile and toxic work environment for me. Like, this sucks, dude.
So the internet is a toxic work environment for you? Huh. It's like, I never understood that before. The internet is toxic. What a profound statement, Gabby Hanna. Like, literally, profound.
When you love your job as it is and you spend so much time doing it, it's already your world. When your job is also filming yourself and like this is my world.
Mm-hmm.
What am I even talking about?
I don't know what the F you're talking about.
I haven't cried this hard in a long time. Let me check my period app. Oh my God, I tweeted reminiscing about the time a YouTuber was trying to hook up with me and I kept like stopping his advances from trying to have sex with me. And he was like, are you on your period or something? And I was like, no. And then he kept trying to have sex with me. And then he was like, oh, you just don't want to have sex? And I was like, no. And he was like, you're fucking weird.
Okay. I don't know why you're laughing about that, but okay.
Oh my God. I needed a breath. Almost choked on a grape. Oh my God. Have you ever gotten grape juice? If you know what I'm talking about, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When you're eating grapes, sometimes like some of the juice gets stuck in the back of your throat and that shit feels so weird and shitty. I wonder if I'm going to post this.
You obviously posted it. I'm reacting to you.
Seeing this? I was feeling bold. He made like 6 months worth of content about it. He produced a whole song about it. And so one of the top videos on his channel, I think, oh, we stan a relevant queen.
You're not relevant, but okay. I don't think you have any likes or dislikes.
Everybody's always like, oh my God, I can't breathe. I'm back. Everybody's always like, she can't stop talking about the drama. Dude,
you really can't. You literally made a docuseries about your drama. I
barely respond, even. Really?
You barely respond? Okay.
Really? And that's always confusing, too, because it's always like, it's either she can never stop talking about the drama, or she literally always ignores and she never responds. Like, depending on, like, what you need the argument to
be. I don't think no one ever said the format in your life, Gabby.
That's like one of the two things of like, no matter what, if I respond or don't, like you're gonna pick one of these things that I am. And that was always really frustrating too. When you're trying to like figure out how to be a person and then the world keeps like contradicting itself. I say the world because I feel like I'm in a constant toxic relationship with the internet where I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do because like everything I do is wrong. So, like, I say something and I'm a bad person. I don't say something and I'm a bad person. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what I do.
Maybe don't cause drama? How about that? Okay.
I'm wrong. So, like, you want me to be a better person, but, like, you won't let me. No matter what. People stretch so much to, like, hurt me sometimes. Guys, I kind of regret this tattoo. Oh, fuck. It has a great story, but, like, oh, my God, it's on my dominant hand. I wasn't expecting that to be such an issue. And also, it's ever so slightly too far to the right. So when I move my knuckle, the T moves and it stresses me out. The word stretches out with my hand. Kind of like if you had a penis tattoo when you got an erection.
What?
12. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, her tattoo says turn it up, by the way.
I don't know. Okay, I'm going to go eat some grapes. No, I'm going to go hang out with Peyton. I'm going to eat some grapes and hang out with Peyton. Peyton and I are going to eat some grapes. Actually, he's probably not going to eat any grapes.
Okay, I just watched chapter one of Gabby Hanna's docuseries. That was fucking horrible. And she has at least three more. Probably more. Oh my god. What have I gotten myself into? I don't fucking know. Okay, see you in the next one. Bye.